Lord, we just ask you now for your word to come alive to us. The Lord is living and active always. Lord, thank you that you've given us all as believers ears to hear and eyes to see. So come, Lord, overshadow us. In Jesus' name, amen. I always love that. It's one of my favorite gospel readings, Bracken read. There's just such life to that. And that Mary chose the part of seated at Jesus' feet, listening to his words. And Martha being distracted by all the preparations, and how that's so easy to fall into, is it not? We're just getting distracted and the Lord's work or whatever he has for us to do. And when we miss the most important part, what Jesus said will not be taken away from her, just seated at his feet, listening to his words. And Lord, bring us all back to there. Wednesday, when I spoke last, the Lord had me in the Song of Solomon. I've just been kind of there, letting him speak some, remind me of some things that are just so important. In chapter 2, towards the end, this is the bride speaking about Jesus. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he is standing behind our wall. He is looking through the windows and he is peering through the lattice. And my beloved responded and said to me, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along. For the winter is past and the rain is over and gone. And so you have a response here of a prayer that she prayed in chapter 1, verse 4, is draw me after you and let us run together. A prayer of intimacy, draw me after you, you know, draw near to me, Lord. And this is kind of a response to that. Request, right? And it's just taken a while for the response. And there's a reason there. Lord just began to speak to me, you know, when he says the winter is past and the rain is over and the flowers have already appeared in the land, and so time has arrived for you for pruning the vines. And that word, you know, we hear it all the time, pruning and singing, kind of a dual thing the Lord's doing. But one thing the Lord was just really speaking to me today is how important this winter time is, you know. I've heard it said before that, you know, that roots grow deep in the winter. Well, that's not necessarily true. Roots are kind of dormant during the winter time. And a lot of times if there's a harm or something maybe broken in the root system during that winter time, it's fixed, right? It's healed. And everything in the wintertime is preparation for the spring to come when, you know, the ground thaws and everything begins to grow and those roots just take off. They go really deep. You know, the things start budding, flowering, fruits begin to grow, different things like that. But that wintertime is so important to us because if we don't respond right during this time of winter, right? Because also during the wintertime, especially if the ground gets frozen and the ground gets frozen too deep, then what will happen is those roots will die. They'll end up just drying up. And then when the springtime comes, you know, the tree is pretty much dead, right? So when God has you in those places of a wintertime, you know, and Hosea talks about, I lured her into the wilderness, and there I spoke kindly to her in the wilderness, right? All of a sudden, he had the ear of the believer in the wilderness. And sometimes it takes the Lord leading you into the wilderness to get your ear, right? And in this time of the winter, which is very important, right, for a time of growth, for this to take off. Because, see, if we're not, and there's all kind of biblical principles that go along with this, if you're not faithful in the small things that God's given you, he's not going to entrust you to greater things, right? We have a tendency to want the greater things before we're faithful in the small things that God's given us. And also in our time of just spiritual growth, when we find ourselves just complaining about what God is doing and murmuring, and, you know, that's the winter time. Right? It's supposed to be the time for your roots to be healed and in preparation for this time of expansion or in the Spirit. And as he goes on, and this is the same context of, and arise, my darling, and come along. In the clefts of the rock, in the steep place of the steep pathway, like this new place that God's taken them, a very steep place. Let me see your form and hear your voice. It's a time when God's taken, well, there's a new glory to be released to this person. And he's taken them to a new place of new revelation. All that, that's what that means, a steep pathway higher into his presence, right? It means in the clefts of the rocks, in the crags of the rocks there, where he's taken you to a new higher place, a new weight of glory is going to come on you, okay? But y'all, you're only going to experience that if during the winter time you respond to the Lord, okay? When there are those seasons when you don't feel all the willies and you may not feel the presence of God, yet you just keep pressing in, okay? You keep just going after the Lord, whether your feelings are there or not, okay? Understanding that this is a time when God's preparing you for the spring to come, okay? Does that make sense? You don't want your ground to be frozen. Because a frozen heart is one who stops responding to the Lord. They just kind of are giving up and they're, you know, get angry and upset about where they are in life. And you just always see these people constantly in the same place all the time. Right? It's because during that time, the God's trying to prepare them, their ground gets frozen. Their walks with God just begins to dry up. They're not seeking him anymore, right? They're not choosing the part that Mary chose, seated at his feet, hearing his words, okay? It doesn't say because that felt really good. Because she knew it was necessary, is what it says. She has chosen the necessary part. That is so necessary for our lives. We've developed and cultivated, we hear that all the time here, is that that time sitting at his feet hearing his words. Because I'm telling you, as you do that and you prepare your root system, when that time comes for arise, my darling, and come along, when he's saying that to you, I mean, your roots are going to go, things are blossoming, you know, the figs. It talks about the figs, you know, which were the third tree actually mentioned in the Bible was the fig tree. When the Lord took the fig leaves and sowed, you know, the leaves for Adam and Eve. You know, it was the tree of life and the tree that they partook of, they weren't supposed to partake of, good and evil, and then the fig tree. And the figs were part of what the children of Israel brought back in the land of Canaan. You know, their vines and the figs. So, represents so much of what God wants to do and release in our lives. But, and those things are there for you, okay? But I can't tell you what the Lord was just stirring in my spirit about that winter time, which we just kind of breeze over, you know, and what happens during that dormant time or that time when the roots are kind of getting healed and getting ready for that next place that God wants to take you, okay? And we've been talking in our Bible study and in the book of Joshua, in the 31 kings that he had to defeat and the names of all those kings and what they meant. There's one particular king whose name meant round, you know, like circle. And the Lord began to speak to me about, you know, breaking those patterns, those sin patterns in our life that keeps us just going in the same circle all the time. Find ourselves struggling the same thing all the time. Get a little better, same thing, back around again, right? And God wants to break those patterns, patterns. We'll go with patterns of seeking the Lord, then we'll back off. You know, bad things will happen in our life. We start seeking Him again, then we back off. You know, good things, and then you know we just get lazy or whatever, and then bad things will happen. We'll start seeking Him again. Why is that? You should be seeking Him all the time, right? Not just waiting till a tragedy hits you or bad things happen. That's a cycle that has to be broken. That's the winter time. You follow me? It's a winter time when it's so important for us to let the roots get healed and to do what Mary chose, seated at his feet. Because if you do that, I'm telling you, There'll be a time when the Lord comes to you and gives that word, arise and come along. For the sound of the turtle dove is in the land, which we know that's the Holy Spirit, right? The fragrance of the vines are breathing forth their fragrance. The figs have blossomed. This is what I'm reading everything. I'm quoting everything it says right there. And come to this steep pathway. You got a new place that I've taken you in the Spirit, where you can see me clearly, hear me more clearly, right? And he said, I love your form. I love to hear your voice. You know, it's so sweet to me. Your form is lovely to me. And then on to the next phase of their relationship if you read through the Song of Solomon. Okay? So I want a word of encouragement about where you are in the Lord. You know, you may be there right. We're fixing to go into winter time, right? You may be right there. Some of you may be in the springtime. That's awesome. But it's so important. So important how you respond right now will take you to that next step. How quick you get there, how deep you go, and what all God's going to do in your life is just going to be phenomenal, okay? So, respond right. Cultivate sitting at His feet, hearing His words. Don't wait. Always sit around waiting till tragedy hits in your life before you start seeking God. All right? Because then those things will never get healed. Your roots will. Don't let that heart get hardened. You know, don't let that thing happen to you. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.